Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After a discussion of various responsibilities concerning the temple service, caring for stored supplies, the singers and gatekeepers, and a reminder as to why Moabites and Ammonites especially were disqualified from joining Israel, Nehemiah turns to some reforms that had been effected during his tenure as governor. First was his eviction of Tobiah. Imagine, while Nehemiah was back visiting the king of Persia, a ringleader in opposition to their work coercing, quote, Eliashib the priest, Nehemiah 13:4, to clear out the holy provisions from, quote, a large room, verse 5, to allow him to move in. Quote, therefore, he writes, I threw all the household goods of Tobiah out of the room, verse 8, so there. And back into the room went the grain offerings, frankincense, etc. Then Nehemiah discovered, quote, that the portions for the Levites had not been given them, verse 10, forcing them to go back to farming. He gathered the leaders who should have looked after this and, quote, set them in their place, verse 11. I'm sure he did. Having appointed treasurers to tend to this, he next noticed how many were profaning the Sabbath, verses 15 to 22. Much of this was remedied by arranging that gatekeepers close the gates from sundown Friday until the Sabbath was over. Again, Nehemiah noticed intermarriages occurring. It had to stop. Someone had even married Sanballat's daughter. In vigorous terms, he warned them to stop. Quote, thus, he concludes, I cleanse them of everything pagan. Verse 30. Both negatively and positively, Nehemiah was an influence only for good in his generation. Oh, to have the same zeal in our day, to, quote, abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Romans 12:9. Then we will be able to say with him, quote, remember me, O my God, for good. Nehemiah 13:31.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.